Yes.
And if understanding could undo her knot, how should God have sent the prophets?
Yeah, why the prophets are here? If it was easy and everybody could do it, everybody could get it, there was no need for prophets. There was no need for these exceptional people. Even we find that something will come to them somehow, like a prophecy, they bring in something. There was no need for all of this. If all of the us were good musicians, then was there a need for Mozart or Beethoven? No. Everybody is the same. Just pay attention that we are different, and there are a handful who reach there. Therefore, all of us will try to find these people. Yes?
Listen, seek one whose breath is pure, a looser of knots, one who knows the mystery of God does what he wills. She has imprisoned you like a fish in her net. The prince remained 1 year and you 60. From her net, you are in tribulation 60 years. Neither are you happy, nor do you walk in the way of the Sunnah. You are a miserable, unrighteous man. Neither is your worldly life good, nor are you delivered from guilt and sins.
Well, how do you feel? Yeah. Remember, he started with this, that, oh brother, you are that prince, so listen carefully. He ran to where? To talk about that, okay, that in the story, that prince for 1 year was in love. You are in love with this earth for 60 years. God forbid. Then what do you do? He said, you know what the problem is? The problem is that with that attitude, your life here is no good, and the outcome of it is no good. So why are you doing this? Because while you're here, you don't feel good. Your feeling goes towards not having, not being, and not having enough, not being at the top. Because this is your life, and when you die, you're dead. Because you didn't become we, you didn't participate with the others, you just was thinking about you and your life, and that's all. Yes.
Her breathing has made these knots tight. Seek then the breathing of the unique Creator, in order that I breathe of my spirit into him, may deliver you from this and say, come higher.
Okay, he's talking about this nafkh, the breath of God. Do you remember? He said, I made this fellow from the earth, but somehow I blew in it from myself. وَخَلَقْتُ مِنْ رُوحٍ. I created it from my spirit. He says, that is here, but where is it? فَنَفَقْتُ مِنْ رُوحٍ. This is how I created it. He says, listen, the only thing that you should pay attention is that nafkhe, that breath. And whatever you want, you should beg that, because there is a part of God in me. I have to look for it and find it. It's not something, it's a window. If I find it and I open it, suddenly everything is clear. So here he will say, listen, there are two stuff here. One is the magic, the other is that breath. And you could fight the magic only with that breath. Remember, if you want to do something to this side of the coin, the other side should help you. The other part of you will help you. Yes?
The breathing of sorcery is not consumed save by the breathing of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is the breathing of wrath. That exaltation is the breathing of love.
Ah, you see, two different side of this coin. Here you say, listen, when I'm talking about that breath, I'm talking about what? I'm talking about a magical stuff? No, I'm talking about two stuff that you know in the human being. It's the anger and love. Hatred and love. These are two sides of one coin. It's the emotional reaction of a fellow to something, right? Your attitude will choose which one you tend to. You're tending to love or hatred. Simple. Yes?
His mercy is prior to his wrath.
What that means? This is a story that we are talking about the matter and antimatter now. Mm-hmm. That, okay, there was this matter and antimatter and the blur. They embrace each other and vanish. But they are not equal, because equality doesn't exist here. Therefore, a couple of matters, there was no antimatter. So they formed this universe, do you remember? Exactly like that in the Holy Book, they say, listen, God has the hatred and love, but remember, love is more than hatred. So we are talking about him and the adjective of God, and we say, yes, he has both, but one is higher. That's the hope we have. That's what we believe in. Yes?
His mercy is prior to his wrath. You desire priority. Go, seek that which is prior, that you may attain unto the soul.
Excuse me, read that again.
His mercy is prior to his wrath. You desire priority. Go, seek that which is prior.
Okay, did it make sense to you?
It sort of follows through.
Listen to the Persian. رحمت او سابق است از قهر او سابقی خواهی برو سابق بجو. You see, he is playing with the word of سابق. سابق means past, which is the base of now and the future, right? And at the same time, سابق is مسابقه, competing in and doing that. What are you doing? Here he will say, okay, first of all, when we're talking about that part, yes, the Rahmat is somehow being the winner of the competition, competing with the hatred, okay? You, what do you want? You want to be successful, right? Go and find the success that we taught that existed here before you come here. That's what it is. So it's a little bit playing with the words of Sabet over there. Yes.
That you may attain unto the souls that are wedded. For lo, this, O enchanted prince, is your way of escape. With the existence of the old woman, there can be no undoing, in the net and in the arms of that full of blandishments. Has not the lamp of the peoples called this world and that world the two fellow wives? Therefore, union with this is separation from that. The health of this body is the sickness of the spirit.
Yep. It's a complication like this, which is very simple. There is good part, there is bad part. So whatever you're looking at, approaching this means you're getting far from the other side. Remember, that's the two sides of the coin. You want to improve this side? Aha! Ruin the other side. You want to ruin this side? Look at the other side, because normally we forget the other side. We are just looking at the reality and this moment, and we think with what? This, the brain. we don't go a little bit up, because for that, first of all, I have to leave myself alone somehow, look at it from beyond my personal interests and stuff like that. I need that moment. Here, you say, therefore, going here means getting far from there and vice versa. Yes?
Hard is the separation from this transitory abode. Know then that the separation from that permanent abode is harder. Since it is hard for you to be separated from that, from the form, how hard must it be to be parted from its maker? O you that have not the patience to do without the vile world, how, O friend, how have you the patience to do without God? Since you have not the patience to do without this black water, how have you the patience to do without God's fountain?
Again, all of this, forgot the story. Right? We explain the story, which is you. Here, he's giving us the recipe that, listen, there are these two directions which you should go, because you have the both side. The interest is in both sides. But if you just minimize your effort to one side, you lose the other side. Yes?
Since you are restless without this drink, how are you apart from the righteous and from the they shall drink? If for one moment you behold the beauty of the loving one and cast your soul and existence into the fire, after that you will regard this drink as a carcass when you behold the glory and the splendor of nearness. Like the prince, you will attain unto your beloved. Then you will draw out from your foot the thorn of self. Strive for selflessness. Find yourself as soon as possible. And God best knows the right course.
Means this verse, remember, half of it is, he knows everything and he does everything and he will repeat it to make you a verse that you remember easily, because the other part you know already. What is it? Is that try to find yourself in selflessness. Means when you're looking for yourself, you're silly. Look at the selflessness, then you will understand what the self is. The other side of the coin will show it to you. Yes?
Strive for selflessness. Find yourself as soon as possible, and God best knows the right course. Take heed, never be wedded to self. Do not, like an ass, be always falling into water and mud.
Here we are talking about joft, right? Marriage, finding the couple, okay? He wanted to find a good lady for the son, and they were looking for this good. Here you will say, wait a minute. Why are you coupling with yourself always? Don't couple with yourself, because this is what you are permanently doing. So you will be like that donkey which is stuck in water and the mud. Remember, we were talking about the water that you need, the knowledge, right? And this water is lovely, but that water is not pure here. That water is mixed with what? The clay, right? First is the clay, then that water is added to it. Says this is like a mud. If you are a donkey, you will get stuck in it. You shouldn't be the donkey. How? Yes, listen.
That stumbling arises from the short-sightedness. For like a blind man, he does not see the ups and downs. Make the scent of Joseph's shirt your stay, because his scent makes the eye clear.
Remember the story? We talked a lot about this, that the guy, Joseph, will send his shirt to his